look, this Wentworth stuff, seriously. Dave Sharma is an outstanding candidate. But you've got Karen Phelps. She has a profile. They're saying in Wentworth, climate change is an issue. If the people of Wentworth swallow this stuff, they deserve what they get. Karen Phelps says Australia should be powered by 100% renewable energy, 50% by 2030. Where the hell does this come from? It's not available. It's not reliable. It's not affordable. No new coal-fired plants, says Karen Phelps. She's a health professional. On Medicare 5 years ago, she tweeted that reducing Medicare bulk billing rates could, quote, be the best thing to happen to the Australian health system. That means fewer people, I agree with that, fewer people on Medicare just signing the check. Well, now her election advertising says she's all for Medicare and wants, quote, a secure future for Medicare. Are we kidding? Reports say that Dr. Phelps charges well above the Medicare schedule fee in her own practice. A standard consultation reportedly costs $101. An extended consultation, $190. I don't have a problem with that. I just have a problem with the fact that she now is saying the best thing we have to do is secure a future for Medicare. How does all this reconcile with her calls to end offshore asylum seeker detention and an energy policy which would put business out of business? We should be powered, she says, by 100% renewable energy, 50% by 2030. No new coal-fired power plants. Let's just go back a little. In 2013, that outstanding Liberal member for the seat of Hughes, Craig Kelly, he and I attended a rally on the lawns of Parliament House in Canberra, supporting farmers who'd raised health issues they were experiencing from wind turbines installed close to their homes. Now, as I said, if Karen Phelps is in favour of renewable energy, well, stick a few wind turbines in Queen Street, Willara. There's plenty of wind. Put them in New South Head Road. Plenty of wind there. Why? Why wouldn't you put them there? I presume they are thought to be injurious to health, I would assume. Anyway, Craig Kelly and I were speaking, and Craig Kelly said that day, and I'm quoting what he said, "Last night in Parliament we had a debate on wind turbines, and one thing that really disturbed me is the completely callous disregard that members of the Labor government," this is from 2013, "have for people who are having their health affected by wind turbines." He said, a complete callous disregard. He said, I think Murray Hart, he's our bush poet. Murray Hart said it best, if a farmer tells you he's sick, you better believe it. Well, way back then, the socialist green left ridiculed both Craig Kelly and me, saying the wind turbine syndrome was something in a farmer's head. The Australian Medical Association got into the act. They issued a press release in 2014 implying that our support for these farmers was, quote, spreading misinformation and contributing to, quote, heightened anxiety. And the AMA Vice President and Chair of the AMA Public Health Committee, one Professor Geoffrey Dobb, said, the available Australian and international evidence does not support the view that wind farms cause adverse health effects. So there you are. At the time, Craig Kelly issued a statement accusing the AMA of violating the Hippocratic Oath by issuing statements mimicking the lines of the wind lobbyists. We'll fast forward 5 years after that rally. Last week, what did we hear? Quote, global health authorities have finally recognised what residents living near wind farms have been saying for years. This is the World Health Organization. The noise they emit is more than an inconvenience. It is a risk to health. New guidelines for Europe, published by the World Health Organization, put new limits on the amount of noise that wind turbines can emit. Craig Kelly's in Canberra. Craig, good morning. I presume that you've had an apology from the AMA in the last week.
Maybe I have need to check my email this morning to see if something came through overnight, but I don't think I'll have to sort of be sitting by the phone waiting for it.
No. The World Health Organization Europe chief, Susanna Jacob, said, more than a nuisance, excessive noise is a health risk contributing to cardiovascular disease. That's not Craig Kelly or Alan Jones. That is the chief of the World Health Organization of Europe. that more than a nuisance, excessive noise is a health risk. This is the first time the World Health Organization has made any recommendations regarding wind turbines.
Look, Alan, it just shows you the brainwashing that has gone on in our society. How anything to do with a wind turbine is fantastic and wonderful. And finally, the tide appears to be turning. I can remember going back, it's now 5 years ago, and what that Murray Hardin, you know, the great poet, said is correct. If a farmer tells you he's sick, you better bloody believe it. Mm. Like farmers get up in the morning, whether they've got a sniffly nose or they're crooked, they go out and look after their crops and their animals. You know, they don't normally complain about health problems, unlike us living in the city with our sort of pampered lifestyles we live compared to farmers. And to think that the Australian Medical Association, that highly esteemed body, just dismissed their complaints.
Well, let me just say that, let me just share with our listeners so that, lest you think that this is Craig Kelly and Alan Jones making it up. And I quote the AMA, this is what they said. The available Australian and international evidence does not support the view that wind farms cause adverse health effects. Individuals residing in the vicinity of wind farms who do experience adverse health or well-being may do so as a consequence of their heightened anxiety or negative perceptions regarding wind farm developments in their area. Individuals who experience heightened anxiety or diminished health and well-being in the context of local wind farms should seek medical advice. The reporting of health scares and misinformation regarding wind farm developments may contribute to the heightened anxiety and community division. In other words, you and I were responsible for these people all being sick, even though now we've got the chief of the World Health Organization, Susanna Jacobs, said the wind farms are more than a nuisance. Excessive noise is a health risk contributing to cardiovascular disease.
That's right, Alan. And back then, you didn't have to do too much independent research.
No, no.
And reading all this was actually documented and detailed there. And yet we have the AMA out basically accusing you and me and other people sort of saying that, oh, because you're actually talking about this, you're the one putting all this in the farmers' heads.
Yes,
look,
indeed.
It was an absolute disgrace, Alan. The AMA, what they put out was actually almost a press release parroting the lines of the big wind turbine industries.
Yes.
You know, and they even went on about the economics of these things.
Now forget that. Yeah, that's another story altogether.
Well, we also warned back then. We warned about the what this would do to the economy, what it would do to the price of electricity. And the Gillard and Rudd government said, no, don't worry. You don't know what you're talking about. This is all wonderful. And here we are 5 years later with the most expensive electricity prices in the world, billions of dollars added on, pensioners having to go without heating in wintertime, without air conditioning in summertime. We've now got the admission that this has actually caused adverse health effects to farmers.
Yes, dreadful. Now,
look, it's just...
It's appalling, these wind turbines continue to be approved by governments right across the country. You've got the Sydney University neuroscientist, not Craig Kelly or Alan Jones, the Sydney University neuroscientist, Professor Simon Carlisle, saying that wind turbines infrasound, now that's the big issue, that's the sound, not just the sound of the turbine spinning, this is the stuff that goes through your head, affects the human vestibular system involved in balance and feelings of seasickness. You've got the Australian acoustics expert Stephen Cooper found that people living near wind turbines in Cape Bridgewater in Victoria suffered, quote, extremely severe health complaints caused by low frequency noise. So the World Health Organization deserves credit, does it not, for recognizing wind farm noise as a health issue. Where do we go from here?
Well, look, Alan, we'll have to look at all the regulations that we've put in. This basically should put hopefully a stop to any more wind turbines.
Until we get some answers.
Next to people's houses.
Yeah, until we get answers. I mean, we've got to now measure, surely, this insidious infrasound. That's got to be measured. But all this should be done and known before we say yes. We're doing it upside down.
Exactly right, Alan. This has gone on. We're now talking about 5 years ago.
Yep.
This issue was raised.
Yeah, you and I spoke and they made fun of us.
And since then, thousands of these wind turbines have been built, having adverse health consequences
yes.
to people.
On farms.
And the real adverse health consequence, Alan, is people also being unable to afford electricity.
That's correct.
To heat their homes. Yeah,
not available, not affordable, not reliable.
We've got the by-election tomorrow at Wentworth, and you've got Karen Phelps running around saying she wants 100% renewable energy.
Yeah.
She's going to take action on climate change as though somehow that's going to change the weather. That is the climate denial that we hear about. Those people are the deniers. You know, the chief scientists have said there is nothing that we do in our nation that will have any effect whatsoever on the weather, and you've got everyone running.
Absolutely.
We've got policies.
Well, now Prince Harry and Meghan are down on Bondi Beach. Well, put some wind turbines on Bondi Beach if they're not injurious to health.
Yeah, and then you would hear people screaming.
Absolutely.
All over the place.
Good on you, Craig. Stick to it, my friend.
Thanks, Alan.
Good on you. There we are. We told you so about a lot of things.